This week, Somali government officials agreed to begin taking steps to end the recruitment of child soldiers. The Transitional Federal Government, or TFG, and the Al-Shabaab militant group are cited by the United Nations for using child combatants. The agreement followed a meeting between TFG officials and Radhika Kumaraswamy, UN Special Representative for Children and Armed Conflict. She says the use of child soldiers in Somalia has been widespread.
Well, it's extensive. Every armed group in Somalia practically has child soldiers, except for maybe the peacekeepers. The actual numbers, I hesitate to say because we just can't estimate.
She met with the Somali president, prime minister, and minister of defense, who agreed to work closely with the UN on the issue.
What we agreed on was, one, that there would be focal points in the government that will work on issues of children and armed conflict, and that the TFG will enter into an action plan with the United Nations to release children that are in their ranks, and that will allow the UN to come and verify whether there are more children, and to also work with UNICEF on the reintegration of those children.
However, Kumaraswamy says it's much more difficult to get Al-Shabaab to stop using child soldiers.
What we are trying to do in that case, of course, is to work through interlocutors, but also through the community level, also to try and influence them. But I can't say we're having that much success.
She says Al-Shabaab recruits on the community level by extorting, threatening, or intimidating families to turn their children over to them. She says they also take them from schools or lure them through radio broadcasts. The UN Special Representative also visited a camp in Mogadishu where Al-Shabaab defectors or fighters who surrendered are held. Among them were 37 former child soldiers. Kumaraswamy described her visit to the camp as depressing.
We met a young boy with a bullet still in his head. He was very young. He was about 11 at most, or 12, and who had gone through full training, taken part in combat, shot in the leg. But finally, he escaped and was taken by the TFG and put in Marino camp.
UNICEF, the UN Children's Fund, has programs to help reintegrate former child soldiers back into society. These include psychosocial support and returning them to school. The International Labor Organization also provides skills and livelihood training. Kumaraswamy says efforts are also underway to end the use of child soldiers in the world's newest country, South Sudan.
Well, in South Sudan, we have an action plan with the SPLA, and I must say that the SPLA in Juba and around the capital, I think, is child-free, but the remote regional commanders still, I think, have child soldiers. But the UN has agreements to go into SPLA camps and to verify whether there are children. Then, of course, there are the sort of ethnic-based militias. That's much more difficult, and I think there we still have to see how we can make headway.
While some NGOs estimate that there are hundreds of thousands of child soldiers around the world, she says there's no way to be sure.
No, the number is not known now. Earlier numbers were estimated purely on the wars in Africa, in Liberia and Sierra Leone. But now, of course, we're finding child soldiers in Afghanistan and Somalia and Iraq and some of the new wars. So I don't think we have an estimate. It would be very difficult to estimate.
Despite that, Kumaraswamy believes that with enough effort, the use of child soldiers can be brought to an end within 25 years. The Special Representative of the Secretary General for Children in Armed Conflict also says she welcomes the TFG's commitment to ratify the Convention on the Rights of the Child. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.